we have two little camp thingies down there that we made. So we like going down there.
Going down, there's like thistles and thorn bushes and chipmunks and birds and blue jays and all kinds of stuff.
There's an eagle around here too.
Time was, a household was almost synonymous with a married couple with children. Well, today, a married couple inhabits just 25% of American households, and according to the Census Bureau, that figure should drop to 20% by 2010. Another projection for that year, 30% of American homes will be home to someone who lives alone. These data are cited by Business Week in its current cover story, Unmarried America, by Michelle Conlon, who joins us in our New York bureau. Michelle Conlon, you write that the highest IQs in Hollywood, on Wall Street, and Madison Avenue are dreaming up products for a new stereotype of the American consumer, and they're not mom and dad. Who are they?
That's right. We are delaying marriage longer than ever. We're splitting up more and remarrying less frequently after we divorce. We're living longer, so we have a greater chance of becoming widows, and we're forming more same-sex partnerships. And this wildly divergent demographic is on the verge of becoming the majority.
So apart from everyone needing, you know, smaller tubes of toothpaste, what does this translate to for American business in terms of products and services?
Well, the first area that will be greatly affected, of course, is the area of benefits and how companies dole out benefits to their employees. Because time was, in the 1950s, they could have these one-size-fits-all programs that were very marriage-centric that gave big subsidies to married people. But now that 42% of employees are actually unmarried, it's causing companies to rethink the way that they structure their benefit programs. And then it also has huge implications for marketing. It means more niche, targeted micro-marketing to reach these very divergent and tiny demographic groups. It has implications for labor strategy, and it also has implications for your overall mission statements.
For years, there's been a popular political complaint to redress the so-called marriage tax, which is said to penalize married couples. From what you write in Business Week, the unmarrieds are convinced that they're getting the short end of the stick.
That's right. The unmarried penalty. It's interesting because we hear so much political talk, especially lately, about addressing this marriage penalty. But actually, when you look at it in a very granular fashion, you see that certainly there are a lot of married couples that get docked with that penalty. But for slightly more than half of all couples, marriage actually slashes tax bills, in many cases very considerably, particularly for those couples with children.
At the end of your article, you acknowledge that a lot of social scientists will point out that there are real benefits to marriage and to children growing up in a married household. And as we look to the American future, those will be benefits available to fewer and fewer children.
That will certainly be true. There are plenty of great reasons for encouraging marriage. But the question becomes, if we have so many children who aren't living in these traditional setups, should we still be having our social policies benefit the traditional families more so than the untraditional families, especially if the untraditional are on the verge and a tipping point of becoming the majority?
When you look around at various kinds of consumer markets of goods or services, what would you point to as an example of something that really is big now precisely because there is such a large market of people who are not married?
Well, look at food, for example, you know, single servings, and you have all this sort of ready-to-eat home cooking that's perfect for, you know, one size person. It used to be that you would go to the grocery store in the frozen food section and there would be sort of the family dinner, and of course now, you know, you have single portions. You know, you're already starting to see a lot in terms of homes that are designed, even subdivisions that are designed for people who live alone, some that even ban children, interestingly enough.
You know, there's an odd inconsistency here, a contradiction that you acknowledge in the article, which is that marriage, either staying married or getting married in the first place, that's declining radically as something that Americans do. At the same time, there's no diminished celebration of marriage. We still romanticize marriage. People get married in these competitions on television that are huge entertainment.
Exactly. I mean, I love the way reality TV, you know, it's sort of made this psychological Super Bowl of wedlock. And of course, we have the huge debate right now over same-sex marriage. We have the president pouring $1 billion into a marriage promotion campaign. So culturally, we have this interest and even sometimes infatuation with the institution. But one of the reasons, I think, is because we're so marriage-crazed because marriage is in so many ways threatened.
Well, Michelle Conlon of Business Week, who's written the cover article, Unmarried America, for the current issue, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.